You may have seen folks on TV diving to explore old shipwrecks. Most of the time, we may think of those dives taking place in warm Caribbean waters, exploring a treasure ship. In a moment, though, I'll take you to a place some call the Disneyland of diving, a place where the water is just above freezing, but the sights you'll see are truly amazing. It's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Jay Walker loves telling people about Duluth and Lake Superior.
It's definitely a cold water lake. The mean temperature of Lake Superior is 40 degrees, so it's very cold. It's very cold.
But Jay doesn't just look at this lake or boat on it. He dives in it regularly.
So for diving up here, I wear a dry suit, I have a hood on, I have gloves. It can be 60 degrees at the surface, and then once you hit the thermocline, it can be 36, and this is in August.
But those dives allow you to encounter some really unique views.
Oh, it's amazing. It's the Disneyland of diving, freshwater diving, in my opinion. We have lots of shipwrecks. I mean, the maritime history of Lake Superior is fascinating.
Lake Superior has claimed many ships over the years, fishing boats to large ships used in the steel industry. Jay has made dives to explore several. One of his favorites is the Ely, which sank up the coast from Duluth.
It did break apart like a clamshell, but the Great Lakes Shipwrecks Preservation Society put it back together again. And so now you can swim and check out this old boat, and it's in about 30 feet of water at its deepest point. You can go inside it. It's really fun to see the woodwork from these boats from the mid-1800s.
While the lake is cold, it does do one important thing for these wrecks.
The water is cold. It has low oxygen. So the deterioration, like I mentioned, it's an oligotrophic lake. So there's not a lot of biomass. There's not enough things to really break down these ships. So in essence, they're very well preserved.
Jay enjoys sharing the stories of the past and present of the lakes here at the Great Lakes Aquarium, which has many amazing exhibits for all ages. Traveling the countryside in Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.